Yeah, what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I'll finish this story because I'm already getting, Beto, a ton of reaction on Twitter. People asking me for all kinds of favors now because they know I can't say no.
Yeah.
We'll get there in 1 second, but here she is at UNEEQ underscore. Don't forget the underscore at the end. Here's Laura with what we need to know.
First of all, Cap, you're putting people on blast over here. People are getting messages. And stuff, you know, we got to be careful sometimes what we say.
Just who's going on blast?
Nah, people are telling me I only call them to use them. And I'm like, yeah, I do, fool.
I mean, I got the same message.
Like, you're my barber. Of course I'm only going to call you when I need something.
Let them know. Whatever. Anyway, that's not what we needed to know. But after 2 years of no LA County Fair, it is back. And it actually, I was excited because I remember going as a little kid. Like, that was like our thing in September. So I'm excited that after 2 years, you don't have to go to the OC Fair. No disrespect. I'm not a fan of the OC Fair. The LA Fair is back in Pomona. So you guys can go to that.
What's wrong with the OC Fair? I'm just curious the difference between the OC and the LA now. I've never been to the OC. I've been to the LA many times because they used to do a lot of horse racing there at the LA County Fair. Right, exactly. So that's why I used to go.
I'm a horse racing guy, Cap. I'm all about the ponies, man.
Dude, let's get into it before this day or this week is over.
We're picking the Derby.
Should we break it down?
I wouldn't say break it down, but let's find out how to make money.
Yeah, for sure.
Forget to break it down. I don't even know about LASIKs.
No, we're not breaking down the Derby. Yeah.
Just tell me how to win money. That's what we need.
Right. I don't need somebody to break down the race. I just need somebody to very concisely explain to me how to bet it to make the most money.
Take the seven in your wheel. Let's go. And a baseball. Come on.
All right, Laura, what do we need to know? So the LA County Fair is back.
Yeah, the LA County Fair is back. That's what you needed to know after 2 years, after 2 year break.
What is the date of the LA County Fair? Do you know? You know I've got follow-ups.
Always. Why am I not surprised? But
That's a good question, though, Cap.
It is a good question, but before...
But she doesn't know, that's why.
No, but before that, can I answer his previous question of what was the difference between the LA and the OC?
Yeah, go for it.
Beto's like, don't do it.
Oh, wait a second. I can only imagine where this is going to go.
He's literally looking at me like, do not do it. So anyways, yeah. It starts May... What? Really? May 5th to the 30th.
The LA County Fair?
Yeah, that's wrong. That's not right. Because I know it's in September.
Oh, because today's May 5th, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because yesterday the 4th was with me. The 4th of...
Yeah, it says the 2022 LA County Fair returns from May 5th through May 30th.
No way.
Opening Thursdays through Sundays. Crazy.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
That's something new. Yeah,
fair gets expensive, man. That fair food used to be cheap. Now it's expensive.
Oh, it's, man. Yeah. And they have funky foods that you're like, why?
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah. Why for Instagram? That's why. Nasty. The fried whatever it is you're going to do. It used to be the fried Oreos were cool, but now it's everything is fried.
Like
and it's
the chocolate dipped bacon.
The presentation is all for Instagram. That's what it's for. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. I don't like to eat fair food at all. I'm not into all the fried, deep fried chocolate, whatever. Not into it.
Heartburn, baby.
Yeah. You guys want to hear something truly crazy? And this is a true story. Totally true story. My girlfriend, Beto, perhaps you've heard of her. Her name is Rachel. Have you heard of her?
I'm not involved, man. Go ahead.
You're gonna meet her at the Mandy's. You're coming to the Mandy's, right?
No. Nah.
You're not coming to the Mandy's?
No.
Why not?
Not invited and no desire.
A, totally invited, and B, likely to win an award.
Okay, how about give me a check? That's the award I want.
Well, I mean, you might get a trophy. You could probably sell it.
if Cap, you know what, Cap? Since you're such a nice guy, give me $20. I'll go to the Mandy's.
I got to pay you to go. Huh?
Well, it's easier than getting a table at that fancy restaurant, so just give me $20.
All right, that's true.
All right, give everybody $20. We'll all go to the Mandy's. There you go.
I got a lot of people that want to go to the Mandy's for free. I'm just trying to get tickets for everybody.
Yeah, you got like a mandate going on too, don't you? Is that what I heard?
Well, me and Manuel are going to go together, and we got a couple other listeners that want to go, and so I'm just going to walk in with my crew.
Man, these people do not know what they're getting themselves into.
Oh, dude. Well, they're all excited about the after party.
Cap, you don't even know where you're going.
No,
there is no
after
party there.
Nope.
What are you talking about? I'm getting a hotel room.
Where's that? Where's it at? Still at Quiet Canyon?
Yeah.
Cap, there you go. Get out of town, bro.
Well, I'm trying to. I said to Chris Morales, I go, yo, where are we staying? We got to have a hotel nearby so that we can.
Yeah, there's a hotel at the bottom of the hill right when you enter. We're going to go to Ordonez across the street, which is open 24 hours. You can drink for a while. You can have it. It's... Cap, if you know, Cap, I won't go to the Mandy's. I'll go to the after party, all right? I'll do that. I will meet you at Rordones and we'll get down, which is a Mexican restaurant right across the street.
First of all, I'm completely down. Just so you know, I'm as down can be. Okay? I am so down. All right? That's number one. Number two, you're going to hurt my feelings if you don't show up at the Mandy's. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know, whatever.
I think he's okay with that guy.
Yeah, I'm not that guy that goes to, like, company events. I don't go to awards. I don't do that stuff, man.
All right, well, the L.A. County Fair is coming back, and that's what you need to know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Cap, I will go to the Mandy's
mm-hmm.
with you and your crew to the actual awards show if you get me a table at Del Mar for opening day.
Used to be a very easy thing for me to do. Very easy.
Well,
things have changed.
No, 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 no. The Scott Kaplan I know makes things happen. You and my boy, Ace of SoCal, we're going to go to opening day at Del Mar. We need a prime table. We're going to go with the owner. Because if you can hook up that friend with fancy Mother's Day at a private restaurant, you could take care of a table at Del Mar. Come on, man.
Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Well, hey. See, you'd rather hook up the guy whose acquaintance that you don't even talk to for a year than your radio partner? Wow.
Well, let me finish this story off, and then I'll tell you.
You worry about guys that you don't even know.
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. You ready? You show up at the Mandy's, and I'll take care of opening day at Del Mar.
All right, Ace, my boy Ace. He lives right there in San Diego. We're going. All right, opening day Del Mar. That's the best. We're taking the train. I got the tequila. We're going. Boom. That's what I like to hear, Cap.
All right.
And you just proved a point how you want to please everybody.
Well, let me just finish this story off for everybody because a lot of people are hitting me up on Twitter now. Many of them in the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter, part of the Circle of Trust. So here's the story. This guy texts me earlier this week and says, "Hey, man, I know I haven't spoken to you in a year, but a year ago, you helped me get a table at this fancy restaurant for Mother's Day. Can you please book me a table for 3 at 10:30 a.m. on Mother's Day Sunday?"
Ridiculous.
And I'm thinking to myself, dude, if you would have asked me a month ago, then at least you're giving me an ample opportunity to help you out. You're asking me on Tuesday for Mother's Day on Sunday, and it's already way oversold. So now you're asking me for the second straight year to call in a favor for you when we're not even really friends. We're at best acquaintances.
Okay.
So he sends me the text, and you suggest, Beto, that I should just blow him off, ghost the guy.
Exactly.
Laura, what do you think I should do?
Exactly that. Like, there's no need to engage any further.
Okay. And Linz, what would your advice be?
I would, depending on if you're feeling frisky or not, I would say to the guy, you know, I haven't heard from you in a year, and the last time I talked to you, it was for this exact same request. So I'm going to say that you probably need to do a better job of planning. That's what I would say.
Cap isn't confrontational.
Then just to ghost him if you don't want to say anything. Sometimes they need to be called out, you know?
Yeah,
not always, but sometimes.
No, Beto's got me nailed. He's like, "Hey, listen, I'm not confrontational per se, and I'm sort of a pleaser." Okay, so now here's this guy, and my instinct is, I'm like, "This mother, I cannot believe this guy. I mean, I don't speak to him. We're not friends, and he's asking me for something like this. Like, what am I, his personal freaking concierge? This guy?
Yes.
Like, I was freaking pissed.
Yes, and that's why he did it, because he knew you'd come through. So what did you do?
So I called my friend who owned the hotel.
Oh, come on. No.
Wait, it gets worse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. This story is taking
And he said
long.
Yes.
No, no, no. Oh, no. No, no. That's not what he said. You know what he said? He said, "Scott, we're going to seat like 300 tables, and we've got about 600 reservations. We're that oversold. So how close of a friend is this guy to you? I mean, do you really, really need this favor?" And I'm like, I'm trying to bring you guys some business.
I'm Mother's Day because I really need it.
Right.
Because we're not oversold by 100%.
Wow.
And so I say to the guy, I go, "Well, let me try, you know?" And then my buddy who owns a hotel winds up calling me. And you know what he says? "Hey, I took care of your guy. He's all set up."
Wow.
No!
Wait. It gets worse. So now I wind up texting the guy. "Hey, man, you're all set. Table for 3.
And he bails.
At 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, no. Right? See, that's why you don't do the favors.
He didn't bail. But wouldn't you think that
well,
when
he went.
I, But no, well, it's this Sunday.
Okay.
But wouldn't you think that when I text him, like, hey, man, got you all hooked up. You're all taken care of. You're good to go.
No,
can you
thank
please
you.
Confirm with me and just let me know that you're good? I see that the text is delivered, and this dude don't answer me.
Wow.
Okay.
And then about 6-7 hours later, I get a text from the guy. Hey, thanks a lot. I'm like not even an immediate response of thank you. So I wind up doing this guy this favor again, and I just, listen.
Wait a minute.
Why are you mad?
Wait a minute.
He said thank you.
Yeah. How do you know that, like, he wasn't looking at his phone? This is something, like, you know.
Yeah, he's looking at his phone.
Yeah, but no, that's not true. Some people have, like, boundaries as far as texting, and maybe he was doing something. He had other things going on where he wasn't in a, you know. I don't know. I just think the whole, like, you need
Scott,
to text me back immediately.
What can
not,
this guy offer
that's
you?
That's not the issue.
What can this guy offer you?
You know, I honestly.
What does he do? Does he got money? Does he have a golf course? What can we get out of this? Does he have season tickets to anything? What do we got? Because I will text him right now.
I will do it.
We'll
I don't
call
have,
him on the air.
I don't have one thing that I could think to myself, geez, I should ask this guy to return this
Jeez.
Favor. Not
you
one
You know what?
Thing.
In this case, I expect not only a table at Del Mar, I need a hotel room at Del Mar Ooh. Also.
Oh,
because
really?
We're going to get toasted that day. After we hit the Quinella, we are going to stay in Del Mar. And there's like a nice restaurant there, right? That I remember Trevor Denman used to always talk about going there after opening day. So I need a reservation for two. You're not going with us. Me and my boy Ace are going. A hotel, because I'm going to get loaded on some dirty martinis. And what else do I need?
A rental car.
Padre tickets for the next day. Here we go.
Wow. Well, you want front row right behind home plate also?
I mean, you're giving away the farm. Why not?
I know. I feel like such a jerk,
What's
man.
Wrong just... with me asking for everything? This
no,
dude
ask.
Took advantage of you.
Took advantage, didn't he?
100%.
Cap, the only time you ever do... Remember, you're a celebrity there. You got some juice. You got... Heck yeah, down that area? Heck yeah, you are. You got juice. You got billboards on the 60 with that voodoo stuff you got going on, right? If somebody's calling you and you're doing a favor for them... You got to think of it as a businessman. You got to think of it as a GM with fantasy football, right? They want to make a trade. Why? What do you got to offer for me? Let's go. Back and forth. What does he have for you? Nothing. You're just giving away a reservation on Mother's Day? Man, Cap.
I know, man. I know.
Wait, how come you don't take your girlfriend?
Oh, dude, this is not. I mean, I don't need to spend like $150 for a brunch per person.
Man, maybe she would like that.
She probably would like that, you know? I know. I feel like a jerk. I feel like a complete idiot. I feel like I've been totally taken advantage of here.
I don't blame him. I blame you.
It's my fault, isn't it?
Because this guy's like, wait, Cap's going to do it? Why not? What does it hurt to ask? You came through 2 years in a row, Cap.
I know. You know, I'm not going to hear for this guy. Next year, it'll be Friday.
Yeah.
The Friday before Mother's Day. Hey, man, forgot to tell you. I need you to make my reservation.
Wait, quick question.
Yeah.
Did he text you after the Mother's Day thing last year? Did he text you after the fact to be like, hey, just wanted to thank you again, blah, 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 blah? Or there was no text in between like the confirmation last year and this year's text?
I'm going to have to go back into the text, Lindsay Baseball.
You know there's nothing in between because that guy has nothing in common with Cap. Why would he talk to him?
I don't get it. This one is a fellow people pleaser. This one really miffs me, Cap.
I know. This one really irritates me. This one really hurts
me. Yeah, it's so bad that you got the reservation.
No, but I should have. You know what I'm going to do from now on, Beto?
Send him to me.
No,
please. I will filter him out. Let him to me.
I was thinking that rather than send them to you, I would just call you and say, Beto, what would you do? Because I want to do what you would do.
I would trade. What do you got? Reservations on Mother's Day at 10:30. I don't go to brunch, but is that prime time? 10:30?
Oh, come on. I mean, right? I mean, any time between like 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Mother's Day at a fancy hotel. I mean, you're not saying, hey, can you get me in at the very end, 2 p.m., you know? Can you get me in prime time?
Man. Well, good for you, Cap.
Cap, you need an assistant to like screen your texts and calls and all that stuff.
I know. I used to have one.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say,
I'll do it.
I have no problem because, Cap, you know rich people. I will use those fools to my advantage. I am playing Torrey Pines. I am flying to Vegas on Canelo's plane. I'm doing all that stuff. You don't know how to be rich, man. You get used. You're the sucker. You're a sucker.
You know, he has a point, Cap. Maybe you joke around that like, oh, I'm not really that rich guy. Maybe you're not rich because you give too much away.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could be rich if you were a little bit more selfish.
Wow, this
therapy
is a...
on air, man. Therapy
wow, this is...
Air.
This is. Hey, did I or did I not say that I needed everybody's advice?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was no advice.
It's just me beating you down.
Yeah, I don't know if I really wanted your advice anymore. I don't know if why I told you guys this story.
Oh, man.
I feel like it makes sense. You know what they say? You always hear these stories about the people that are, like, super rich. Obviously, once they have billions of dollars, you can give away millions, but...
But those guys that are super rich buy their friends. Cappy isn't even buying this guy as a friend. He doesn't even use them. He doesn't have them.
Yeah, this is a... This relationship is like a street sign,
yeah,
man.
I'm
this thing is one way.
Hey, Cap, don't even look at the community tweets right now, because they are against you.
What do you mean against me? What's to be against? I'm asking for everybody's advice. Tell me how to handle it.
JR, this story is going to make me stop listening to the Cap.
Right?
Come on.
No.
Yep. Carlos Sanchez, Antonio, everybody. Even Alan C. was Murphy's bed asking for a queen-size bed now. So everybody's against you.
He wants an upgrade.
You'll get it.
Somebody asked me for $1,000 for medical bills for their mom.
Why not? Why not?
God, I'm really pissed about this.
No, you're
not.
Wait a minute. Cap, do you also fall for scams, or do you at least draw the line there?
Click on this link.
Or like the guy who emailed you, and he's like, I'm your 13th cousin, and I'm stuck in Peru with disease, and I need money wired to me to get back home to my country or something.
I get those emails. I get them. I delete them.
Okay. Well, that's
easier on email.
Okay.
All right, Beto, from now on, I'm going to use you as a filter. Beto, what do I do?
My answer is no to everybody. It's simple.
Beto do? That's
right.
What
would Beto do?
Get two for one. If I'm giving you one, I'm getting two out of you.
Okay. We have the what would Cap say?
Because if the guy
versus
doesn't
what
have
would Beto do?
If the guy doesn't have enough juice to call a restaurant?
Yeah, hotel, fancy place, whatever.
Yeah. If he doesn't have enough juice to get that reservation, then you don't need that guy in your life, man.
I know, man. And
you need the owner of the restaurant in your life. You don't need the guy who's like using you.
I know. I'm used, man. I got used and abused.
Man.
I got nothing in return.
You like that.
Hey, so did you pick up the tab while you're at it?
Oh, I know, right? That'll be the next thing. He'll wind up texting me going, hey, how come I had to pay for this? Didn't I tell you to pay for it?
Oh, I've been around those.
Wow.
All right, stick around. If you want to jump in, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Coming up, you talk about people who kind of have their feelings hurt rather quickly and easily. People with really thin skin. Have you heard the story about Russell Westbrook and his wife, who's furious with Kendrick Perkins of ESPN? Have you guys heard this story?
No, what happened?
Oh, dude, I got to tell you this story. Coming back.
They were teammates, right?
Yeah, Perk and Russ were friends. But because of what Perk says on TV, Russ and family all bent out of shape. Going to tell you the story. Coming right back. Beto's in for Sedano on Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, because it feels so good.
There's no way you know that reference, right?
Which reference?
The Smiley and El Monte, the dedications.
We were talking about it the other day, Cap. You should remember this.
I think I don't remember.
The Cholo shout-outs. You don't remember that, right?
No. You know, Laura, the thing is when we get off the air, whatever happened on the show, I pretty much don't remember.
That is not true. I do not believe you. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Nah, man. So you don't know about the Art LeBeau Sunday dedications?
Yeah, remember I did like, shout out to my man, Smiley, who's locked up. Remember me? And
That's pretty funny.
Man. Once again, get on the other side of the 110 freeway, Cap. There's a whole different world, man. Sundays, Art LeBeau jams, dedications. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know who Art LeBeau is, Cap?
No, I don't know Art LeBeau. I don't know his work.
Wow.
What is wow? What's wow?
Not in a shot at you. It's just like, wow.
So Art LeBeau, I think probably in his 80s, 90s. So he introduced a lot of the Chicano acts in L.A., you know, dedicated to you, Volume 1s through whatever, Thump Records, all that stuff that, you know, Mexican-Americans in Southern California really gravitate towards you. But, you know, Brent Wood, you know, the songs that you listen to. So on Sundays, he has a radio show.
Magic was my thing.
Yeah, and he's dedicating, they're called the oldies, you know, the oldies jams. And it's like when you're having the carne asada or the car show, whatever it is, he those are songs that you're playing, and you grow up on them, you know. And so it's become a parody where, you know, the girl's calling and sending a dedication to her dude who's, you know, on vacation, you know, or, you know, baby, make it last forever, all those other songs. So they make the dedication from the song. Oh, yeah, man. So it's cool. So when you go to QC's, you throw some Art LaBeouf, you all right.
All right.
Yeah, he's not an artist, but he's he was a producer or executive who bought all the rights to it. So he used to have KRLA, the oldie station, where, you know, Chris Morales knows all about it. So it's pretty cool. So, like, you know, it is definitely a Chicano thing in L.A. County, but all along the Southwest. He was a DJ for a lot of years. I'm pretty sure he's in his 90s. But, yeah, the term oldies but goodies came up with him. Yeah, he was, you know, El Monte, Pico Rivera, all that other area. So it's cool. So, I mean, that's the gist of, like, that joke that Chris had in the opening, like, the saying the dedications.
I appreciate that history lesson. I do indeed.
It goes down, you know, if you go down to Barrio Logan, they're all about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of people that are calling with advice right now, Beto. I'm going to get to this Kendrick Perkins story.
They're calling for advice for you?
Yeah.
Because I'm just looking at the tweets in the community. Pobrecito.
No, there's a lot of tweets in the community of people going, yo, man, you got a big heart. You can't help it. You can't say no to people. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I'm kind of feeling like a bit of a pushover. Feeling like this guy has turned me into his personal assistant once a year.
Why do I have a feeling there's more than just him, though?
I don't know. All right, hold on. Here's Cornell in L.A. Hey, Cornell, it's Sedano and Cap. Beto's in for Sedano. What's going on, man?
What's good, Cap? Hey, man, you know what? I got your back, man. I'm going to tell you what to do. I don't like nobody disrespecting Cap. What you need to do? You need to call that restaurant and cancel the reservation.
Yeah!
That's a great idea.
Yeah! Let that dude go up there with his mom or his wife, whoever he's bringing, the other two people. Then when he contact you and say, what happened, just block his number.
No, just ghost. Don't even answer.
Just ghost.
Hey, because it's also Mother's Day. You're celebrating Mother's Day.
You want to see how he responds. Then you block him after you see how he responds. And just act like nothing happened.
Well, I like that. I like the vicious nature of this piece of advice.
Cap, you're not petty enough. You're not Team Petty. You don't have that in you.
I like Tom Petty.
Well, you're free-falling the way you're acting.
Right? Nice, Beto. Very good, man. Here's a call from David in Brentwood. Hey, David, it's Sedano and Cap. Beto's in for Sedano today and tomorrow. What's going on, David?
Hey, Cap. I like you, but I'm kind of starting to look back now, man. You need to listen to Beto, man. Honestly, I'm a victim of this. And you know what? I've actually helped a friend out before and turned out to be it was for a wrong thing. And I actually unfriended him right now. Oh. So you need to stop being nice, and you need to learn how to say no a little bit, man.
Yeah, what happened in your situation?
Well, my situation, I had a buddy. We are a small group of buddies, and this guy actually said that his grandma needed to have surgery. Mm-hmm. So we all gave him, like, I think, like, $2,500 being good friends. And then later on, we found out that this guy goes around and uses his story and gets the money. Oh. And basically, it was not even for that. And then we're like, hey, dude, why you got to do that to us, man? We're good friends. We're here to help you. We're thinking grandma needs surgery. But yet here you are. You're taking the money. And we ended up being he was gambling our money. And so we're like, you know what, dude? So now when they hit me up, I say, hey, dude, man, my bank account's broke, bro. I can't give you anything. But you got to learn how to say no, Cap. And another thing, I don't understand why a lot of the listeners are not saying how great your app is. I love the app. Kudos to you guys for updating that.
The app's unbelievable. The app is truly unbelievable. As a matter of fact, I was showing it off to a buddy of mine today, and I said, hey, have you downloaded the ESPN LA app? He goes, no, not yet. I go, do it. Do it right now. He downloads it, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you start hearing Travis and Slee, and he's like, okay, I got it. Like, how do I turn it off? I'm like, you don't. It doesn't go off. Once it's on, it's on. That's it. It's on forever. That's why I'm so addicted to it. I know. I love the app. The ESPN LA app is awesome. It really is. Thanks for the call, David. I got to learn how to say no, Beto.
I don't know how you got this far in this business, man. Because you really say no to a lot of people in this business. Like people that want to work with you, you say no. People that want to do some kind of shady sales deal with you, you say no. Program directors that have no clue what they're talking about, you say no. You're supposed to. But Cap.
I know. I have a hard time saying no.
Normally, I like to like cap on Cap, but nah, today I feel sad.
No, you do. You feel a little sad about things,
do
you?
Yeah, man. Pobrecito.
Well, let me try and let me play something for you and tell me what you think about this. Listen to this story. So Kendrick Perkins was telling a story that he suggested on ESPN that Russell Westbrook be traded by the Lakers. And according to Kendrick Perkins, Russell Westbrook's wife then got involved. Like, she was so upset about what Kendrick Perkins was saying on television that she actually had to get in touch with Kendrick Perkins' wife. Here, I'm going to play this for you, Beto, and then let's react to this. This is Kendrick Perkins telling this story about Russell Westbrook. Go ahead and play it.
I'm actually working on getting my relationship back with one of my brothers who was very, very upset, and Russell Westbrook. You know, I defended Russell Westbrook for years, and this year he struggled. And it was a topic that came up on First Take, and they asked, they said, out of the big three that's in with the Lakers, which one would you trade? Now, you're not going to trade LeBron James. Okay, let's be realistic. You're not going to trade Anthony Davis. Let's be real about that. So the person who's left to answer the question is, for me, was Russell Westbrook. Now, I don't make up the topics. That's the first thing people have to realize. I get the topics and I got to go and answer them like the way that I feel. And so I said it, and it's kind of, and it hurt me though, because I'm actually working on getting this relationship back. And I said, Russell Westbrook is the guy that the Lakers need to trade. And his wife actually reached out to my wife and with a long text message and was like, hey, it hurts me, you know, that Kendrick, you know, said that Russ needs to be traded. We finally got him back home because obviously, you know, while he was playing with the Wizards or whatever, Russ, his family wasn't with him. So she's like, my kids finally got him back home with us and things to that nature. And it messed me up. I felt bad. But at the same time, I'm like, look, you know, at the end of the day, Russ getting paid a lot of money. So if he happened to go and play for another team, why not just take your family with you? I mean, I did that. So he's going to get over it and come back and say, you know, Perk is just doing his job.
All right, Beto, what do you think about what Perkins is saying here?
Okay, this is very, very interesting. So a lot of guys, when they're players, get mad at the media. And they always say, if I ever go on TV, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, right? And at the same time, trying to maintain that relationship with the player's said friends. It's very hard to do that. And Kendrick Perkins does a good job on ESPN. And he said something towards the middle of that clip that was very interesting, that people that are the athletes and family don't pay attention to. It wasn't that Kendrick Perkins came out and said he needs to get traded. It's that Kendrick Perkins was asked, of the three, who should be traded, right? It's not like Kendrick Perkins is coming out and say, this is who needs to go right now. He's part of a debate show. He's part of those morning shows where they have these topics that come up because you're going to get involved and you're going to have the debate. I've done them before, the First Takes and all that other stuff. You have that question, you got to answer it. So, as you said, he had to give him an answer, and of the three, it would be Russell Westbrook. A lot of it is all in hypothetical. That's what it is. But the players don't hear that. The current players aren't worried about what the question is. All they hear is what was said. And what happens? That clip of Kendrick Perkins saying Russell Westbrook should be traded now becomes something that gets clipped and put on social media. And then now it goes viral. Now it's here. Now it's there. So especially in the ESPN or whatever company you're working at, we do it here at ESPN LA. If somebody says something, 20 seconds, they take that clip, they put a graphic around it. Here it is, and you're grabbing, and nobody knows the entire context of it. And that happens all the time. So for Kendrick Perkins to say, I'm trying to repair my relationship with Russell Westbrook, and Westbrook hasn't texted him back, am I surprised? No. And it happens a lot, especially when you're a new guy to TV and the guys that you played with were teammates are still playing. Like Charles Barkley, you know, the younger players go and say, well, he's never around, because Charles is being very honest when he's on TNT and he's telling it because he's not friends with any of these guys. He's telling you the truth, and that's why that show works so well, because it's his opinions and he's out there. You know, Shaq says the same thing, but Shaq also is kind of picking on players because he has his own little vindictive ways about certain guys because they're not up to his standards, right? But the current player, like, wait, Perk, we used to be boys. You were my teammate. Now you're on TV saying I'm going to trade you. I'm done with you. That happens more than we know.
Yeah. You know what I heard in all that, though, is that Russell Westbrook, this is all according to Perk, Russell Westbrook's wife texted Perk's wife to say to her, we don't like what Perk is saying on TV because we finally got Russ home. You know, he's out in Washington playing. We're all living out here in L.A. So we finally got our husband home. We finally got our father home. We finally got our son home. We finally got our friend home. And we don't like that Perk is on TV suggesting that Russell get traded. Like, are you guys for real? Like,
but how about this, though? If Perk is really trying to repair their relationship, why is he bringing up the fact that his wife received the text?
Because
why
now,
are you saying this? That relationship's done.
Well, right, because he, as he said, he goes, hey, I sent a heartfelt text saying, hey, I'm really sorry about all this. I mean, I'm just doing my job. They ask me a question,
exactly.
I give an opinion, and then they don't even respond. They did to Perk what you suggested I do to that guy, ghost him.
Yeah, but for Westbrook's wife, okay, text another player's wife or former teammate's wife, which happens all the time. That's fine. What's the problem with that?
No, there's no problem with it. The problem is, it's hey, we should get some sympathy from you. You shouldn't say that we should trade Russ
because we finally
got him home.
Perk isn't Scott Kaplan, a guy they don't know. Perk is a guy they broke bread with, a guy that they travel with, a guy that they know really well. So for them to say, well, wait a minute, why are you doing this to us?
Well, again, I hear this, we finally got dad home. We finally got husband home.
And now you want him gone.
Yeah, and you're going to hurt our chances of keeping him home.
Yeah, because you have a huge platform like ESPN. Remember, Cap, take yourself out of being the media guy that you've been for so many years and just go and be the player. You come home, a kid from Losinger, who I used to do his high school games on Hawthorne Lawndale Cable Channel 22 when he was not the best player on his team and was wearing like 4X t-shirts. And, you know, I knew him at UCLA. So I'd known Russ and the family, great family, his brother Ray. They're awesome people. The person who is most upset about how this season went is Russell Westbrook. He's not like throwing it away, but he's so locked in of what he wants to do in his way. That's the problem. And that's the problem we saw on the court.
Well, let me ask you this question, and then we're going to get into some radio Tinder. And think about this. Have you ever said anything about somebody on television or radio where they've come back to you and told you about how angry they are about what you said? I want to hear that story coming up.
Well, which time?
Well,
I got plenty for
you. Give me your best one. I'll give you my best one. Radio Tinder. Lindsay's got it. Next, this is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I mean, does he really, like, who knows the theme song to Night Court? Do you guys?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was?
Yeah, three against one. I will, and Cap being the only one who has heard of it, I will just leave that there as a...
I mean, I know the show because Bull was cool.
Yeah. Bull the Bailiff.
And Marsha Warfield, and I remember the show. I just don't know the theme song. And how do, you know, forget it. Morales is, he's young, but he's an old guy, man.
Oh, yeah, he brought that up when he was in, like, a couple days after you were in and said that. And he was like, why, you know, it was like a thing. Like, why are you picking on Morales?
Morales must have had, like, nobody his age as friends. Because he must have hung out with his, because his dad, radio legend in L.A., Mucho Morales.
I mean, he's an old soul.
He must have hung out with his parents all the time. Because I don't know any of these references. And I'm older than him.
Huh. So you didn't know Hill Street Blues?
No.
And you don't know Night Court?
I know of the show, but no.
Is Night Court the one with that Rain Man watched? Ray from Rain Man? Was that show? Remember, he's like, I got to get home and watch Night Court. Was that
no,
what it was?
I have no clue. That's
a Judd Wapner?
No. That's not Night Court. That's the People's Court.
People's Court.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Judge Wapner and Doug Llewellyn.
Okay, yeah, because we talked about Judge Wapner yesterday.
You remember Doug Llewellyn?
Yeah, because he had the amazing 80s hair parted to the side, man.
Yeah.
See, those are the shows. Like, remember, Kat, like, there were seven kids in our house, right? Telemundo, Univision, and, like, the Dodgers were on Channel 11. That's what we got. So it wasn't like, I don't even know Hill Street Blues, all these old people references, man. And like, that was in the early 80s, too, right? It's 2022. Come on, Cap, let's go.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here. Something happened with the Hill Street Blues theme got involved, and then it's just turned into we haven't been able to find a theme, and now it's just Chris pretty much teasing Lindsay with other TV sitcom sort of themes before he actually finds. All right, Lindsay, let's get into some Radio Tinder.
All right, so Grizzlies forward Dylan Brooks has officially been suspended one game without pay by the NBA for his flagrant foul on Gary Payton II in Game 2 of Memphis' semifinal playoff series against the Warriors. So Brooks, who was ejected on Tuesday for that flagrant foul 2, fractured Payton's left elbow, and he's going to serve the suspension for Game 3. And I guess the NBA called it unnecessary and excessive contact. He's going to pay, it's going to cost him like $84,000 for this one-game suspension. Now, a lot of people are very divided on this, whether or not the one-game suspension was fair or if he deserved more. So do you guys think that the one-game suspension is fair? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe right and say no, I don't think it's... No. I mean, I'm going to swipe left. I'm gonna, give me a new swipe. Thank you. I'm going to swipe left. No, I don't think it's fair. I think that he should be suspended longer because of the result of what he did. And by the way, when you hear broken elbow, don't you think like, oh man, this guy's like out for like the next year. The reports are he may be back in 2 weeks. So what is broken elbow about that? But all I'm saying is guy got hurt and guy's going to miss time, Gary Payton. And I think 2 to 3 games or maybe the remainder of the series is really a more appropriate penalty for intentionally going after a guy like that.
I'm going to swipe, and I agree. It should be longer. So with left, give me left. dude.
You still, after all these times, you still.
That's me. I think I confused the whole situation.
No, I just don't know the game. But all I know is that was a dirty play, and it's dangerous precedent, because if you go and do that and you only get one game, what's to stop somebody else from another series
right.
doing the same?
Yeah.
Suspended for the rest of the series, because there's no need for that kind of a play at all. There was no intention on the ball. And you know what you're doing. It's one thing to go up for a hard foul. And don't go and call me, oh, you're soft. Beto in the 80s, they used to clothesline guys like that. Well, the game has changed. It's evolved. It's not dirty. It's more finesse. And it's dangerous how hard these guys are flying around, how fast they're going. And you're hurting somebody like this. It could have been worse the way that he landed. If he would have really got his body, I would say suspend the rest of the series for that.
You know, Ireland kind of floated an idea. He wasn't. You know, he said he'd something like this where, okay, if you hurt a guy who's going to miss 6 weeks, how is it fair that you would only miss, let's say, 6 games? Like, shouldn't there be some type of penalty that relates to the injury that you caused the guy?
Yeah,
like,
but,
shouldn't, you know?
But, I mean, like, first of all, sometimes it's not intentional, obviously, so maybe we're talking about a little bit different of a thing. But the other part of it is if you're the injured player, and, you know, you could come back, but maybe you're kind of saying,
yeah,
well, I can't come back.
That's a slippery slope.
Can't come back. And so I can't come back, so he can't come back.
Yeah, I just say get rid of the rest of the series.
I think it definitely, they need to do something, especially when it's intentional. I think we can all agree that was intentional, right?
100%. At least it looked like that to me.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next one. So sticking to the NBA somewhat, a report has emerged that Magic Johnson has joined a group led by Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Josh Harris, and they are seeking to purchase the Broncos. So it's expected that the sale of the Broncos is going to set a new world record for the highest price ever paid for a sports franchise, somewhere around $4 billion. So is Magic co-owning an NFL team with the co-owner of the 76ers a big deal for you guys? Swipe left or swipe right? Beto.
I'm going to swipe left and say it is a big deal because Magic Johnson continues with that Midas touch when he goes to business, whatever he does. Whether he had the Magic Johnson Fridays, had the Magic Johnson Starbucks, had the Magic Johnson 24-hour fitness, whatever it is, he sells and he makes it better. Now, is he going to be the majority owner? No. Was he the majority owner of the Dodgers? No, but he's a great businessman to get involved with that. And you start seeing, you always talk about this, for the lack of Latinos in radio or on TV, especially Mexicans, that you need to have somebody there that's going to provide the example for you. My good friend Adrian Garcia Marquez, who's the voice of the Chargers in Spanish, we work with him and we talk about how there's no Latino play-by-play guys in the Major League Baseball. So if you have somebody who is a billionaire and is owning it, I'm not saying that Magic is going to be an example for the guys in the NBA, because we've heard LeBron saying how he wants to be a billionaire. It's for the kid who's growing up and might be in business school and say, you know what? There's an African-American owning the football team. I can do that. I can achieve that. So representation does matter.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe right here also and say that, although I think you may have swiped left, I'm swiping right, which is to say that I think this is a really, really important time. I mean, look, I don't think Magic Johnson is like the money behind the deal.
No, but he's the face.
Exactly. He's the face of the ownership of the Dodgers.
Well, that's just like you and your horse syndicate.
Right. I'm not the money. I'm just the face.
Pretty face, by the way.
Thank you. And it's the difference between $400,000 and $4 billion. That's the difference between Magic and me. So it's a monster difference. But I just think that Magic Johnson, everybody wants to be in business with star celebrities. And so when you have a celebrity of the magnitude of Magic Johnson, who's not only a great sports celebrity, but also has become a great business celebrity, people want to be part of that group. And so if Magic Johnson is going to be a face of the ownership of the Denver Broncos, I mean, it's just a great thing for Magic and probably going to be a great thing for the Denver Bronco franchise.
You know, Magic's portfolio, he has a piece of LAFC, piece of the Lakers, piece of the Sparks, and piece of the Dodgers. And if you watched Winning Time a couple episodes ago when he's learning about endorsements, remember how Phil Knight, yep, the character, mm-hmm, said, oh, uh-huh, he's going to regret it because he wanted to make him a character. Or he had that girl's dad trying to be the business guy for, right, him and trying to figure this out. So to go where he came from to being in this role, good for you, Magic.
Yeah, it's amazing. $4 billion. I mean, I'm telling you right now, when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for $2 billion because he didn't want to haggle, he didn't want to negotiate, he just wanted them to say yes, it changed the game in pro sports team ownership. And now, if the Broncos sell for $4 billion, Steve Ballmer's like, I know it seemed like a lot, $2 billion, but now that the Clippers are worth $3.2 billion, doesn't seem like that much, does it?
Nah, man. Keeps on going up.
All right, Lindsay,
can
we get one more in?
Imagine what the Lakers would be worth, you know, like money-wise. About like twice that.
I don't think twice, but they, if the Broncos sell for $4 billion, Lakers might be worth $5
billion. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so last one. So I know that you guys are both big fans of golf and the PGA Tour, and Sergio Garcia is apparently heading to the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series. He didn't announce the news during a press conference or with a press release or anything like that. Instead, he broke the news while he was arguing with a PGA Tour rules official, and it got picked up on a hot mic. So after pulling his tee shot left into the tall stuff, he had to go hunting for his golf ball. And he obviously wasn't very happy about that, but he could be heard on the hot mic saying, quote, I can't wait to leave this tour, just a couple more weeks and I don't have to deal with you anymore. Very interesting way to kind of announce that you're leaving the PGA Tour. So do you guys think that other big PGA stars are going to follow him to the controversial Saudi League? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe left and say I don't think so. I think that many of these guys may have wanted to go, and some will because the money is such that they just can't turn it down. But I just don't think after this whole Phil Mickelson disaster of publicity, I just don't think a lot of guys are going to follow. Now, some of the more international guys may. I just don't think that many of the American players will. That's just a guess. But, yeah, based on what happened with Phil Mickelson, I just don't think a lot of guys are going to go do this.
Yeah, I am going to agree with Cap, so I'll swipe whatever way he did. If Sergio Garcia is ranked 47th of the PGA Tour right now, are we really clamoring to go see Sergio Garcia? Is he in the ads for it? No, he's a guy who's...
No, but he's a pretty big name, though, I feel like, for him
he's
to be leaving the PGA Tour.
He was a name. You know, he was a name. He's not somebody who's making the cut every weekend. And, you know, Sergio Garcia is a player that going somewhere like that is good for him because he's the main name. He's the guy. There's no competition around him. So the guys who I think if they're going to go are guys who might be in their 40s, 30s, 40s, that used to be a big name, that used to be on the top of the leaderboard, now are trying to make sure they survive the cut to get going, and that name recognition for that. And when you're at that stage, you go wherever the money is guaranteed.
That's what I think it is. I mean, I think you're exactly right. When you're a guy like Sergio Garcia and you're past your prime and you're not really that competitive to win – at this stage of your career, and they're going to pay you a lot of money to show up, and there's a lot less competition, and there's a lot of big purse money. Yeah,
and
I understand.
They're kissing your booty, man.
Yeah, I understand why a guy like Sergio Garcia would go. But Phil Mickelson, the only reason he would probably go is because of, you know, how desperate he winds up looking now based on these reports earlier today, which we'll get into this story coming right back. There's Radio Tinder for you. It's brought to you by Tequila Mandala. Always remember, swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves available everywhere where you can find fine tequila. TequilaMandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right. Beto is in for Sedano, and I asked him this question before Radio Tinder. Have you ever pissed off somebody so badly with what you've said on radio or TV, and they've confronted you about it the way Kendrick Perkins was confronted by Russell Westbrook's wife? I want to hear Beto's response, and I got one for you coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Did Chris say that today is World Password Day?
He did.
Anybody here have the issue of always forgetting your password on different apps or not being able to get into certain things because you just can't remember your password, and then you wind up having to switch your password, and then you're like, well, now that I've switched it, I'm never going to forget it again, but then you forget it again. Does anybody have that problem? Beto, anything?
Nah, I write them down.
You do? And then do you store them in the same place?
Yeah, password 1234.
That's your password?
Yeah.
You know, I heard, Cap, you know how you're talking about having trouble logging into Apple Plus and stuff the other day?
Yeah.
Ireland was saying the same thing. He said the other day, and Mason said that his parents still have not figured out to sign on to Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Right. Well, isn't there a place in your phone where you can store all your passwords?
Correct.
Yeah, I told you, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have still not used it. Where is that?
Oh, Beto, you take this one.
I'm not doing this.
Let me ask you guys a question. I understand it can be a little bit frustrating when somebody has issues like these.
No, I got you, Cap. I got you.
But will you get as frustrated with Michael Thompson? He's having the same problem. I just want to know where in my phone I should store all my passwords.
So here's the thing. When I change a password or anything like that on my Apple phone, because I do have an iPhone, it'll say update password. So it automatically updates to the new password, right? So then you go to your settings. And then in your settings, there is all the way down, it'll say a little, it looks like a key, and it says passwords.
All the way down.
Yeah. Well, not all the way, you know, but just keep scrolling down until you see something that says passwords. Mine is right above mail.
Okay.
You click on that, and then it's going to ask you for face ID.
Oh, my God.
And that's another thing. Oh, that's perfect, Laura. Perfect example. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I went to my banking app just today.
Mm-hmm.
I always open up my banking app. It sees my face. It opens up for me. Mm-hmm. Guess what? All of a sudden, I don't know how, Face ID gets turned off. I don't know my username or my password for my banking app.
Okay, so that happens periodically for my banking app because it's like a security measure.
Well, I finally figured out my username. I finally figured out my password, and now I can't figure out how to turn on the Face ID.
Okay, well... Let's work through this. So you figure
out. No, let's not.
I know, but like, you know what I'm saying? Passwords are there.
We were having such a good show. It was on fire. I was getting text messages from my Adrian Garcia Marquez, my boy Matt Salas on the 405, my guy Henry Ramirez, who tagged you, Cap, on Instagram, and he's listening, a boxing trainer, used to train Chris Areola. Everybody, we're all good. Then all of a sudden, we're teaching old man Cap how to use the password feature.
Young man Cap.
No, old man Cap.
Young man Cap.
Bro, we're not.
Young man Cap.
Cap, you have a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old at home, right? Have them teach you this. Yeah. Come on, man. Go to YouTube, bro. Come on. We're not doing this.
All right, we're not doing it. You know why?
This is
because I asked you this question, and I can't wait to hear your answer.
You got me in a mood, man.
See? See, now you know how I feel when that guy called me and used me. I'm used and abused.
No, we were teaching the guy how to use his phone.
All right, well, let's go back to where we were going.
Okay, I'm lost now.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Hold on. Namaste.
Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath. Yeah,
serenity now. You could
do the Sedano sigh.
Oh, I'm in the...
All right, here's the question. And it gets back to what we were talking about earlier. Kendrick Perkins tells a story that he was asked on ESPN, if you had to trade LeBron, AD, or Russ, which of the three would you trade? So Kendrick Perkins, being a commentator, an opinionist, he lent his opinion. He didn't write the question. He didn't say to the producers, hey, I got a really good idea for a question. Why don't we decide which of the three should we trade? So when asked the question, which of the three would you trade? He says, you're not going to trade LeBron. You're not going to trade AD. So that means the only guy left is Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's wife, according to Kendrick Perkins, sent a text message to Perk's wife, really, really upset, pretty much saying, we finally got our husband and our dad home to L.A., and now you got Perk out there pushing to try and trade him. So
yeah, that's what it sounded like on TV, if you don't know the context.
So my question to you is this.
Which is good. She's standing up for her man.
Okay.
Wait, they probably cut it, so like they cut off
that's
everything
what I
beforehand.
Was saying earlier.
Yeah, right.
A clip.
And Perk was like, you have got to trade Russell Westbrook.
Exactly.
And like completely out of context.
Exactly.
Poor guy.
So she's defending her husband and she's texting a friend of hers who they used to sit in the family room together, sit in the family seats together, probably went to dinner a bunch of time. So yeah, like wait, where's this coming from? What's up?
Okay, so here's my question for you.
I have no problem with the wife stepping up for her man. Good for her.
My issue with it is not that she's stepping up for her man. My issue with it is it sounds like, hey, getting him home and keeping him in L.A. is the most important thing for us. So, like, winning a championship or working hard in the offseason or continuing to play at a high level, that's not what's really important. What's really important is that
he's
here.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What do you mean? That's my interpretation.
No.
I can't have an interpretation?
No, that's a terrible interpretation.
Why? That's how
that
I heard.
It has nothing to do with winning a championship. This is a wife who's looking out for her family. This isn't even the point of the conversation that Perk was talking about. You're, like, nitpicking so much of what it is. It's a text message between the players' wives of this is what we got going on right now. So what? I can't believe we're having this conversation, man. Man, no, you're looking way too deep into this, man.
I'm a deep thinker, Beto.
No.
Yeah,
no,
deep.
No.
This is very deep.
This is why Russell Westbrook gets mad. Because
Russell Westbrook gets mad because he's thin-skinned.
No, you're taking things out of context here.
Well, I don't really have the context other than what Perk has given me, and I'm just giving you
and
my
you're
interpretation.
Switching it to what the wife is saying?
Yeah, like from what I hear, she's saying to him, hey, we got our man home. We got our dad home.
So why are you going on ESPN and saying trade him?
Right. And he's saying that, and by the way, I think where Perk really kind of gets it, kind of at the end, he gets annoyed. Like, I sent you this really heartfelt message like, hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm just doing my job. They asked me a question. This was my answer. And the fact that she didn't even return the text is like, now she's really mad at me. So I might as well tell you what I really feel, which is this. He makes $47 million a year. He can afford to take his family with him to another city like the rest of us do.
Is. But then you're... I'm like acting like Ireland now. I can't believe you got me into this right now.
Why? What's so frustrating?
Because this is just so nitpicking that you're doing. You're good at this, Cap. You're really good at twisting things just enough to like get you fired up for it. Because, okay, the whole thing was about a clip of Perk saying... The question for him was on a debate show, they were talking about it. What if you had to trade the three, who would you trade? And then he answered the question. And now it's become everybody's thin skin. And this is that. Like, come on, man. We're not
true.
Doing this. We're not
true.
Doing this.
All right, wait, hold on a second. So, Better, you were going to tell us a story about when you have said something on the air and pissed somebody off and that they've confronted you about this. I've got a good one as well. Plus, Laura's got what you need to know, and that is next. This is Sedano and Cap. Beto's in, and he's annoyed. This is 710 ESPN.